We just call it a chest or breast or what?
Mm-hmm. We can say the front was a chest.
Okay. And do you have a name for a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars in it that you could use to row yourself from one side of the lake to another?
A boat.
Okay, and are there any special names for boats?
One's a rowboat, and I don't know what you call the other one.
Okay.
I've seen enough of them right now. I don't know what they're all doing. Yeah, I don't know much about such stuff as that.
You really don't unless you use them.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, this is one I know you use a lot. What do you call a covering for a pillow?
A pillowcase? Oh, a pillow thick. Of course, the covering for the pillow would be a case, wouldn't it?
Okay. And if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you could say, well, that's certainly a pretty sweat of beads.
String.
Okay. And if two men have a fight and one of them defeats the other one really badly, you could say that one man really sweat the other.
Beat up Emma.
Okay. Are there any more colorful ways people around here say it?
I don't know. It might be a different way, but that's the way I would say it.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's leg if he squats down? You see, he got down on his, like that.
Maybe I'm over. I just can't answer that.
Have you heard people say something like, he got down on his hunkers or honkers or honkers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are some words that mean a stingy person?
I guess it means somebody stingy.
Okay, well, you could say, he never wants to learn to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
stingy man. Just like my son. Lewis wants somebody to give him all the time, but he don't want to buy nothing. And I don't know why Lewis is that stingy. Me and his dad is not that stingy.
How old is he?
He's 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now we're not his mom and daddy. We're adopting him from less than a day old.
Oh, really? Oh, gee. Well, you certainly are acting as mom and dad.
Well, he don't know nothing else but us to be his mom and dad.
Sure. Well, maybe it's a...
We got him from less than a day old. Well, I can say thank you, Jesus.
Oh, you're almost done.
With this.
Do you have more somewhere else? I hope not.
More? You see that shirt's right there?
Oh, no.
And that clothes in that chair and another bunch of them in the room.
Oh.
Of course, if I get some of those shirts over there, probably I can stop. But I had just told me I would have these right after dinner. She called me before dinner.
Uh-huh.
So I told her come after dinner and I'd have them ready.
Oh, sorry. Well, at least they're easier to iron nowadays than they used to be.
Mm-hmm. Nick starts a half a day and irons the rest of the night.
And the next day, too.
What are you talking about? It's iron with me the next day.
I found a chair and I lost it.
Okay. Where's your brother now?
He's in Portland, Oregon. He just finished college and now he's trying to decide what he wants.
That's good.
Doesn't know.
Lewis finished high school last year, so he's going to Swainsboro Tech now.
Oh.
Uh-huh. He wants to be a mechanic. I told him anybody could be a grease rink.
But you know, it's hard to find a really good one.
It's a good money in it if you get somebody that's real good.
Boy, yeah, from the amount you have to pay to get it done.
The truth.
Okay, suppose a person is wearing really funny looking clothes that just don't match at all. You could say, he really...
Tacky. Tacky.
Do you use the same word for a man as well as a woman?
Oh,
okay. And what do you call it if a woman is wearing her best clothes? She's really...
She's dressed. She's really dressed.
Okay.
Dressed up either way you want to see.
Okay. How about for a man? Is it, do you use
the same thing?